Radio family, good morning and welcome once again. Another weekend edition of Community Focus. It is that time to not only chat with you this morning to get the word out and talk about good people who are doing good things in our communities, but of course we're close to our communities. Number of events that I really look forward to this time of the morning here in our intercom stations to talk about. I get that opportunity today with two of the newest members of our radio family joining us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, a lot of you, whether you have made those lifestyle changes, we know at the beginning of the year, we always have those New Year's resolutions. We're going to get in better shape. Some of us do better than others when we get to that halfway mark. Some of us may need a little more work than others, but that's okay.
All encouragement.
That's right. I love that. Encouragement, indeed. And that's exactly what we're going to do. That is the perfect word to describe, as I want to welcome Elena and Samia. We're going to talk about, first of all, a little bit about the history of a place that for many of you may be familiar. Speaking of working out, you may attend the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA. Elena and Samia. Now, Elena, you serve as the membership director.
I do, yes.
And Samia, you are the interim wellness director. Ladies, good morning. Welcome to Community Focus.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I am so looking forward to our conversation. And as I just mentioned, you know, health is important to all of us. So whether we're at the beginning level, intermediate, or we do it on the regular and we're kind of like semi-pro professional with it. Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA, of course, that is one of the many locations that whether you're an individual or you work out with families, it is the ideal place to get in shape and to stay in shape and to come across lovely ladies like yourselves. So as I mentioned earlier, and this is for both of you, tell the community about the history of the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA. How far, Elena, do we actually go back with that Y?
We go back to 1939. We are 80 years old.
Excellent.
And proud to be that old.
Yeah.
We have moved into our new facility, which is on East Florida Street, and that's from 2015. So
Excellent.
People think that we're only a couple years old, but
we've
been at the A&T campus for
A long time. That has been an ideal location for many years, mm-hmm. especially for the North Carolina A&T Aggies in and around the area. I like to say 80 years young. So you're only as old as you feel, right?
I agree.
Absolutely.
With you.
But the great thing too, ladies, about the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA, you have an upcoming event, which is the annual 5K. So, Samia, give us a little background on that.
Yes. So, we have our 10th annual Race for the Future 5K.
Nice.
Happening Saturday, October 12th. It will be held in Barber Park, which is right next door to us. So, this event is a walk/run. You're very much welcome to walk it or run it. A 5K is 3.1 miles. Family, friends, if you have pets, come join us.
Nice.
Great way to get fit, stay active, family-friendly event. And just a little bit history about 5Ks and walks in general.
Right.
In 2001, over 1,200 YMCAs hosted the YMCA World's Largest Run.
Wow.
We had over 15,000 volunteers, as well as 54,000 youth and adults.
Yes. Yeah.
So this event, again, highlighted the importance of physical activity for kids and parents. So it was a very, very important event for us. Our 10th annual one, we're making this as big as possible.
Right.
So we're very excited. Mm-hmm. Again, Saturday, October 12th. In Barber Park. So we're looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Now, Samia and Elena, a couple of things from just that description. Samia, I really like, one, it's going on 10 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So something that the community is very familiar with.
Yes.
Secondly, I like that you incorporate pets as part of the family, because we do have a lot of pet owners. I'm a former one myself. I actually miss having a pet, but of course my schedule is just, we have those days
right.
where we get very busy and I couldn't give the really required time that is needed to take care of an animal, though I do miss it. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it is something for everybody. And when we think about a 5K, really the distance isn't that difficult. Plus, you do have the choice to run or walk.
Yes, you do.
And the great thing about it is, especially for persons that are really in the throes of making that lifestyle change, most medical professionals, doctors recommend that just a short walk, whether it's just, you know, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, slow increments that increase in time is actually very great for the body. And then when we just think about the history of the Y in general, it's always been a place where families can work out together.
Absolutely.
The history, especially with the Hayes Taylor being 80 years young and being really such an integral and vital part of the community.
It is. It was the first Y that allowed African-Americans into the Y.
Yes.
It was started by Caesar Cohn, who donated $50,000 to start it. And he named it after his cook and butler, Sally Hayes and Andrew Taylor. And it was a meeting place that the community could learn how to swim.
Right.
They could learn how to play basketball and how to be team players.
Yeah.
And it was just a very important place for the whole civil rights movement at the time.
Absolutely. I wanted to just backtrack on just one important point, Elena, that you mentioned, and that was teaching our kids how to swim.
Yes.
Sadly, we don't. That is something for, especially for a lot of families of color, in which a lot of kids don't have that opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
And tragically, we hear so many stories, unfortunately, about young ones who drown.
Yes.
Whether it's in area pools or maybe in a neighborhood
pond,
or a creek or any place where there's a great deal of water and the young one doesn't know the proper way in which to survive when you have situations such as that. So it's really great, and something that the Y is synonymous in doing is helping the young ones.
Yes.
You know, and it typically can happen any time of the year. Of course, we're right in the throes of summertime. We're also getting close to where a lot of kids are going back to school. So a lot of those end of summer activities are still taking place.
Yes.
And one place, of course, to take it is at the YMCA.
Yeah, and we believe, as a Greensboro community, all of our Ys believe in the swimming lessons. But
right.
as at Hayes Taylor, we believe in our community, too.
Yeah.
And just in our community alone, we make sure that the schools have an opportunity to bring groups, that the local churches do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been servicing them. We service them year-round when they have the opportunity to bring the group over.
Over, nice.
And we do big group lessons with the groups, it's discounted prices. And then we also have year-round swimming lessons,
excellent,
private and group, for anybody who wants to do that.
That's fantastic. And you know, Elena, just looking at your face, I'm just picturing the excitement when the kids have an opportunity to be around a pool. They're splashing in all the water. They're having a lot of fun. But they're also learning safety at the same time, too.
They are. And one of our biggest things is, even if they can't swim, we want to take the fear of water away.
Exactly.
And we want make sure that they can survive in just for those few seconds till somebody can pull them out, where they can do the doggy paddle, they don't panic, and water is their friend.
Absolutely.
So we try to make sure that we try to teach them at least that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Elena, because that takes me back to the days when I used to go, and I remember, you know, learning to paddle with the little paddle that you would hold on and, you know, feet just kicking in the back, and it just brings really, really nice memories. So thank you for mentioning that. Now, ladies, is this a time event?
It is.
Okay.
Yes. So it is a time event. We also have groups for you guys as well. So let's say if you wanted to race or walk or run with a group of people, you're very much more than welcome. And we'll be having age placement as well as, you know, first, second, third. So so yes, it is. It is a fun event. But we also do want to recognize those who
absolutely
did finish first.
Right. But thank you, though, Samia, for saying that, because we don't want to give the impression that this is something that has to be competitive.
No.
Correct. Yes.
Competitive is such the complete opposite, I think, anyway, of something that's fun.
Right.
Again, that incorporates community involvement and really is something for the entire family to do. That's the one thing that I love about having radio family like yourselves to come on the program, because it's really hard nowadays, and I think it's getting harder to find events where, especially as parents, you feel comfortable taking your kids.
Yes. We try to create friendly rivalries.
Right.
We try to, whether you come in first place or last place, it does not matter.
Yeah.
If you want to walk or run with a friend, if you want to walk around with a group, or if you just like to have your headphones in and be an individual,
right.
We support whatever way you want to.
Yeah.
And it just helps to create friendships, too.
That's a good point.
Because if you are a solo person and you just mm-hmm. think, who can I walk with?
Right.
You can find a partner.
You know, that's really great because you're right. This is the ideal event, radio family, or activity where likely you're going to end up probably making some friends.
Absolutely.
Meeting new
yes,
people.
You are.
And so that the following year that you go, you know, that's where you have the buddy system, mm-hmm. so to speak. But I also, too, Elena and Samia, I think of teamwork. This is mm-hmm. a great way, especially for young ones, to learn team building skills. Because
yes.
a lot of times, I think our young ones get a little bit intimidated. That's the word
right,
I'm looking
right.
for. That, you know, sometimes they may not feel comfortable, perhaps, in their own peer group.
Right.
So here's a good way to like perhaps make a big brother or a big sister. You just never know. And like we said, an opportunity to meet individuals and develop those friendships.
That's correct.
For life.
Yes.
Excellent. Yep. I think I have time for one more question to squeeze in before our first break of the morning. And Samia, you touched on this. The event is going to be held at beautiful Barber Park.
Yes, it is.
In
yes,
Greensboro.
It is. And the time of the race. So for those who want to register online, we have a few options. You
okay,
can either
great.
Come by physically to Hayes Taylor YMCA and mm-hmm. register. Or if you want to register online, sign up at runsignup.com.
Okay.
In the right-hand corner, there's a little icon where you can type in Greensboro and it'll scroll down. You'll see Race for the Future. So $20 for our online registration. Again, runsignup.com. It will be held at Barber Park, which is right next door to Hayes Taylor Memorial. So yeah, 1500 Dans Road. It'll be starting at 8:00. In the morning, registration, and the 9:00 promptly is when we will be starting the race.
So. Okay.
And we will have some swag bags. We will
yes.
have
oh,
some
nice.
T-shirts. And we also awesome. Are looking for sponsors to support. All the money that we raise after a few expenses of the timer and stuff mm-hmm. will go towards programs, youth programs and
great.
Scholarships. So none of the money comes back to any of the staff. It goes right into
direct into the community.
Community.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Now, runsignup.com, Samia, that's one word. Correct?
Yes,
okay.
It is all
okay.
together.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, ladies, the newness is gone. You're no longer newbies.
Right.
How about that? Welcome officially to the Community
thank
Focus
you so
family.
Much for having
you
us.
Are so welcome. I'm really enjoying my conversation. Thankfully, there's a part two to the program. So, Radio Family, we will come back with the second half of our public affairs show. Much more, not only on the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA, but again, it's the Race for the Future.
Yes.
5K, Saturday, October 12th, Barber Park, 1500 Dans Road. I think I took some pretty decent notes
right.
there. But we will continue to share that information and a whole lot more when we do return with the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back right after this. It's more the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Radio Family, beautiful company as always, and that includes members of our Community Focus family. They now include Elena and Samia. Elena, again, is the membership director. Samia, serving as the interim wellness director for the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA. Now, if you're just joining us, Radio Family, a lot of you may be familiar with Hayes Taylor, but again, we want to reiterate that they are now in, or you can go to the new facilities. Nice. And Elena, give me that location for the new one.
It is 2630 East Florida Street. We
excellent.
Are on the corner of East Gate City Boulevard in East Florida. Mm-hmm. We are next to the Gateway Gardens and right in front of Barber Park.
Excellent. You know, I'm still getting used to saying Gate City Boulevard.
I know.
Formerly High Point Road.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time. I'm old school. But ladies, as we do get back to talk more about the Race for the Future 5K run walk, Samia, you mentioned this earlier, but for members of our Community Focus family who may just be joining us for the second half of the show, tell us again, what is a 5K in terms of how many miles?
So, yes, a 5K is 3.1 miles. Again, you can walk or run it. It's not we try to make this as fun, family, community involvement as
right.
possible. So we do have 3.1 miles, and I've done 2 5K so far, and I walked.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not a runner. I walked. You are very much welcome to walk
yes.
the whole thing. We encourage walking, jogging, running.
Yeah. And you know what? It's good. It's good to have choices.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is.
And really even mix it up a little bit, because I too have participated. I walk too. But it's really nice to see some who do a little bit of both. Yeah. They may start out running, and then, you know, to slow it down a little bit, they may walk, or they may do the exact opposite. Yeah, or a light jog.
Absolutely.
Or they may start out with that light jog or walk and then kind of pick up the pace and finish it off with a run. So, again, it's nice to have variety with that. Now, we touched on this too, but just to repeat, is there any cost for the event? And if so, what do participants receive?
There is. We have an early bird walk-in cost till the end of the month for $15.
Okay.
After August 30th, it'll be $20 until week before the race.
Right.
But online, it's just $20 for the whole thing. With that, you get a t-shirt.
Yes.
And a swag bag. And right now, we're working on getting water bottles.
Wonderful.
And coupons and stuff. So,
yeah.
We're looking forward to that. And anybody listening who wants to participate and maybe put some swag in the bag, just let us know.
Nice. I don't know who coined that term, swag bag. But I've always liked it. I thought it was kind of cool, because it kind of, you know, pictures when you walk, you have a little bit of a swag.
Right.
Or a light jog or a run when you participate in the Race for the Future 5K. And ladies, Elena, particularly, I like the fact that, and both for you, Samia, you mentioned two very important things to have when you participate in this. One is some comfortable shoes.
Yes.
That's a must. And secondly, because we are, again, as I mentioned, in the middle of summer, which is slowly winding down, but it's been a hot one.
It has.
This year. And it's so important that we emphasize to our listeners how to stay hydrated.
Yes, absolutely. If you don't hydrate enough, you can start to feel dizzy.
Exactly.
A little bit nauseous.
Right.
You're
right.
Not sure what's happening.
Exactly.
We want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
That's right.
So we want you to drink enough the night before, the morning of,
exactly.
And then during the race, we will have a water station or two.
Oh, perfect.
We still
that was my next
question.
Want to
make sure that you bring your own if you need it. We will have, EMS on call. They
Good.
Know about our race.
Excellent.
But we want to make sure that everybody stays healthy. And even if you're tired and sweaty, we'll be there for you.
That's right. We'll still hug you.
We'll still hug you. And we'll cheer you on.
That's right. And that's really great, because that's really a nice incentive for a person, particularly for one who may be participating in a 5K for the first time and have never really anticipated exactly what's going to happen. Here's a great way to see that.
Right.
Or for those who are, you know, they're pros. They've gone all 10 years. So whatever your situation happens to be, this is a fantastic opportunity. Speaking of, how long have each of you individually been a part of the Race for the Future?
This is actually my first year.
Wow, so you are a newbie for
real. I am a newbie. This is my very first year, so I'm
excited
to be a part of this committee and to work with an amazing team, 5K. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a massage therapist that will be there afterwards.
So
cool down,
Stay
hydrated.
Right.
It's very important to, you know, loosen
now, how about,
muscles.
I'm glad you mentioned that, and I didn't mean to cut you off, Samia. The importance of stretching.
Yes.
Okay, so this is my fifth year. With
great.
Okay, and what we do in the beginning is one of our staff, who's awesome, and she'll have a team there too, she'll warm the crew up. She'll
Good.
Warm all of you up beforehand.
Nice.
She does some great music, a little stretching, a little cardio, just to get your heart rate up to start you with the race. So we do a warm-up.
Good.
And then as you start to end your race, we have a nice area in the parking lot where you can keep walking and cool down.
Yeah.
And before we do the awards and such.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Very good. Now, Elena, as a membership director, how long have you served in this wonderful role?
I have been a membership director for almost 11 years.
Wow, fantastic.
Between a couple of the Greensboro
Great.
Guys.
Now I have to ask, and don't look at me crazy, but are you originally from here?
I am not.
Okay.
I've been in Greensboro since 1985.
Okay, okay.
I grew up on Long Island, New York.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But I graduated from school here at UNC Greensboro.
Very good. So got a Spartan in the house.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very, I don't know what it is, because in similar fashion, not originally from the area, but I think, and it may be because of being in this business for so long and meeting so many wonderful people like yourselves, you know, you kind of pick up a little bit on accents and, you know, a lot of times, especially for not just North Carolina, but for people who are from the area and have lived in the South most, if not all of their lives. The minute they hear you talk, they're like, you're not from around here, are you?
That is correct.
And how about you, Samia? What's your
background? No, Brooklyn. New York.
I got a New York tech over here.
I've been in Greensboro since school. I'm an Aggie, graduated back in 2015.
Nice, congratulations.
So I've been in Greensboro since 2012, freshman year. But no, originally from Crown Heights.
Wow,
so,
nice.
So,
very nice. And as the same for you, Samia, serving as the interim wellness director for how long?
3 weeks.
Whoa. It's very new.
Very fresh. It's been about three weeks.
Well,
but she's been part of the crew for a while.
I was going to say, it is a role that really fits you well.
Oh, thank you.
Mainly... Mm-hmm. And based upon your personality, mm-hmm. and really for the both of you ladies, mm-hmm. you just fit your roles, I believe, perfectly.
Thank you.
And that's the great, you're so welcome. That's mm-hmm. the great thing of having a job where you have the wonderful joy, and I'm kind of in a similar situation, of being in constant contact with community.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And just people in general. And I love that because this is such a great way that we come together as community. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, we're going through some very difficult times of what we hear in and around the media. Mm-hmm. And so it's good, I believe, when we have events such as this that can really take our minds off all the bad
mm-hmm. yes.
that's happening and to focus on the importance of love.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like you said earlier at the beginning, I really appreciate using the word encouragement mm-hmm. because we need a lot of that. And we just need here's a wonderful opportunity, I feel, with which to bond.
Yes. Yes. And we're here. The Y is neutral. We're like Switzerland. It doesn't matter what your political beliefs are, your religious beliefs are, mm-hmm. what we try to, we are all about inclusion. Mm-hmm. We base it on age. If you're 7 or 70,
right.
You know, you have different needs.
Exactly.
We try to just know our community, and what I say is know our audience, who we're speaking with. And some people just want to be heard.
Right.
And then some people need some assistance.
Exactly.
And some people, and we do it with no judgment, because whether you have $1 million in the bank or $1 in the mm-hmm. bank, it does not matter to us. Yeah. We just want to know
love
that you're
that.
Welcome at the Y.
Absolutely. And that's the way things in the world really were meant to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is a great way with which to incorporate that, especially as parents and what we teach our kids.
Right.
I think that's so important. This is just an aside, ladies, and feel free, either one of you or if you both would like to contribute to this question. What are some of the other great services, by the way, that the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA
Definitely.
Provides?
So piggybacking on health and wellness, personal training, mm-hmm. Our personal training is very much a huge part of our wellness, as well as different things like our walking club.
Right.
Also, if you're looking for a way to be prepared mm-hmm. for this race, I know sometimes 5Ks can be very intimidating.
Right.
We do have a walking club, very fun environment. It's a way for you to track your walking miles mm-hmm. at Hayes Taylor. So that's a way for you to get involved. Personal training, wellness coaches as well.
Great.
Fitness attendants who are always on staff to assist you with any workout plan mm-hmm. you have. So we have a few departments within wellness to assist Great. You along your fitness journey. So,
fantastic.
So yes.
Great. Yeah. You are Radio Family listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our intercom stations. Again, thank you for the great company and the great company of members of our Community Focus family. You're so welcome. Our two newest ones, and Elena and Samia, as we have been talking about and sharing the upcoming Race for the Future 5K. Again, runsignup.com is where you can go to get, whether you are an individual or coming as a group, team, family, whatever.
And we also welcome you to come right into the Y to sign up too.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Very good. And so again, the location, 2630 East Florida Street.
That's correct.
The new location for the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA. Now the date, Radio Family, October 12th. Now that may seem far as we're chatting today here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, but the way these months have gone by,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Here.
I know, exactly. We're already halfway done with 2019.
Right.
So that October date will creep up on us before we know it. And of course, a very beautiful and well-familiar location in which it'll take place is Barber Park, which is 1500 Dan's Road. Mm-hmm. Now, the YMCA, ladies, being nonprofit, again, how will the funds go back into the community?
The funds, after a few expenses, like the timer and a few things, will go back into our community through youth programs and scholarships.
Okay.
So just want you to know that none of it goes back to the staff or anything. It goes into the community.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of sponsorships, on the other spectrum or other side of that, Elena and Samia, volunteers, do you need any, not just for this particular event, but any time? How does volunteerism serve with Hayes Taylor?
Okay, so as a membership director, we try to incorporate everything. We can always use volunteers. Right. We can use them for events. You can come in just into the building and help us with our everyday life as a volunteer to get to get hours. You know, volunteerism is very big in our is very big for us, and we can do it. Can be both at the front desk.
Right.
It can be with the youth. It can be just helping us wash our windows. You know, like it just help us keep our environment clean and healthy.
Exactly.
So, any way that you would like to, you would go to the our website or any of the Y website and download the volunteer application, and then we'd bring you in for an interview, and we would love for you to help us.
Oh, fantastic! So, radio family, that is the official invitation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus to become a volunteer. I like you touched on that, Helena, because the upkeep of a building is so important.
It really is. And it's not below any of us to wash a window, to dust, to pick up anything. We have to keep our facility clean and germ free, and it really takes a team to do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of our young ones, and we were talking earlier about the various classes that are offered, including in teaching our kids how to swim. Just between the two of you, since you have been a part of the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA, what's the biggest group, just out of curiosity, or number of kids that have been through the program?
Just last month alone, we serviced over 180 kids.
Wow.
Yes, and we did that through seven different groups.
Nice.
So, that was just last month. And we're doing it again this month, and then we'll do it again right after the holidays, because after the school's out for a break, they come back.
Right.
That'll get them towards next summer.
Exactly. Yeah. And I believe you touched on that earlier. The great thing about Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA, you have year-round programs.
That's correct.
To keep our young ones motivated.
Yes.
To keep them active.
Yes.
Which is just as equally important as far as them being active in the classroom. Mm-hmm. I think that really goes nicely hand in hand, is that when you think about how much they learn in the classroom, it's just as equally important with the activities that they do outside of school.
Yes, yes. And so we have a great after school program.
Good.
We are 5-star. We are state licensed. And we also have a pre-K program.
Cool.
We're the only
great
Greensboro Y with a pre-K program.
Nice.
And then our after school and our summer camp, and it's structured.
Yeah.
But the kids still feel like they have fun. We have play time and homework time and snack time and
good.
And we do also feed the community the community children in our programs.
Very
breakfast
good.
And lunch.
Excellent.
After school we have snacks.
Yeah.
And they're healthy, and we try to promote that. We also have an in-house kitchen for members, and it's a teaching kitchen. So we've been cooking
very
a little
good.
Bit this summer.
Yeah.
And we hope to really grow those kind of programs.
Well, that's really good. I love that, because that's the one thing that, you know, growing up as a kid myself, I kind of wish that I had, you know, was to have programs. And they likely did. I you know, some things I'm a little foggy.
Right. Memory doesn't go back that far.
But I think about in a society where we're just surrounded by fast food, and it's not knocking it because they slowly are trying to make changes to allow a person to make healthier choices.
Right.
But there was a time, and likely, ladies, you can relate to this, you know, when you were growing up with your families, in which most of what came from your dinner table likely came from the backyard.
Yes. We, and especially in our community, we have a food desert, meaning there's not as many grocery stores or food opportunities.
Right.
So we know that as our community at the Hayes Taylor, where another community might not be as deserted, but with our community, we have a food desert. So we know that we need to incorporate the community with the food. We also have a garden club.
Very
good. So we've been growing, I think right now they're growing, I heard them say peppers, they're growing popcorn.
Excellent. Yeah.
They've grown squash.
Wow.
And then what we do is pick it, and then we allow the kids to watch us or to learn how to cook it.
Oh, that's
so that
beautiful.
If they've never seen a squash
before,
they can taste taste
let
it.
Let alone eat one.
It's like, yeah, what's that green stuff on my plate?
Right.
You know, we all go through it as kids. I don't want that broccoli.
Right,
I don't
right.
want the asparagus.
Right.
But, you know, realizing how much nutrients and the minerals and the antioxidants and the vitamins and all that good stuff that goes into a lot of the foods that our children can learn to grow on their own. And thank you for touching on that as far as the food desert, because sadly Greensboro lost a major one earlier in the year with the RCC. And so to have an opportunity, especially for our kids and really just for families in general, to be able to learn how to grow their own foods. In fact, I have a friend that recently started growing vegetables in his own garden, and it's just amazing. It's just beautiful to look at a vegetable or a piece of fruit, just the color and the texture, and just knowing again that it, you're growing it on your own,
right?
That's free of the pesticides and who knows what else when we generally, you know, buy it from someplace, but to have the ability to grow it on your own.
Yeah, and a cucumber that doesn't have wax on
it.
You know,
very true. Ladies, I have enjoyed our conversation. We have a couple minutes remaining. Anything that I didn't touch on with Hayes Taylor, like any other upcoming events that you wanted to mention here in the program?
I would just like to mention that right now we're doing a drive that if you bring a new book bag for kids going back to school, we're waiving the one-time joining fee. So that can be up to a $75 savings.
Great.
And we are making sure that the kids that are that need assistance getting back to school, that we're helping. That's our one membership drive. But just come on in, take a tour.
Yeah.
Let us give you the information.
Exactly.
And just check out our newest facility.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's fun within itself right there. And thank you, Elena and Samia, for mentioning that. And to also, because I don't want moms and dads or grandparents to feel left out. We know that there are programs for us older kids, a.k.a. adults.
Yes.
That are available through the Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA?
Such as several exercise classes, more specifically Silver Sneakers and Silver and Fit. We also have Silver Sneakers Yoga. We have yoga. We have, the list goes on. So we have a wide variety of level of group exercise classes for different age groups. So.
Excellent. And if I can make a very important input, we have a very mutual friend, very beautiful individual in the name of Angela Brown.
Yes.
Who has been on the program before, and we recently talked about Praise Craze that she has.
And that is growing exponentially.
Really, that's what I'm hearing. So even though Angela is not with us, you know, in person, she's with us in lovely spirit. And so we just appreciate really all of you ladies for what you do. As the membership director, Helena, you're so welcome. And Samia, as the interim wellness director, we know that interim's going to be, you know, that's going to be a thing of the past.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so, ladies, just keep up the great work. Thank you so much for the information. Let's, again, reemphasize, give us the details, and you both can chime in, or whoever points to whoever. Talk about the Race for the Future 5K.
Our 10th annual Race for the Future 5K, again, happening October 12th at Dance Park. At Barber Park, 1500 Dance Road, registration is open at 8 a.m. in the morning. Race begins promptly at 9. It's a walk or run. You can walk, run, jog, run with families and friends or individually. Right now, we have registration online, runsignup.com, $20. Yeah. However, if you want to physically come by, take a tour, and enjoy our new facility, $15 physically at Hayes Taylor Memorial YMCA. So please sign up, come by, join us. If you have any questions, let us know. We're here to help you guys.
Excellent. And again, the new location, the address, 2630 East Florida Street.
Yes, correct.
Wonderful. Well, Helena, Samia, on this program, I don't know if Angela has told you this before, there are never any goodbyes.
Okay.
Just until next time.
Right.
So I would love to have you ladies back to talk about the next exciting community event.
That sounds great.
Wonderful.
We'd love to come back after the race and record it.
Yes.
I would love to have you come back. So know that the door is always open. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You are so welcome. I've really enjoyed our time together. And likewise, I always enjoy our time together, radio family. Thank you as well. I know a lot of you are doing good things in our communities as well. As I like to say, Please continue to keep up the good work. And please check back with me, Renee Vaughn, each and every Saturday morning for a lot of good things that are taking place in our communities as we do bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. So indeed, no goodbyes. Just until next time, have a great remainder of this day and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Until that next time, take care.